for tomorrow. So right now we have assistant coach Dexter Taylor with us. Thanks for joining us, Coach Taylor.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, Jack?
It's going pretty good. it's been a good morning so far, and I can't wait to get this show started. So tomorrow is a huge game for the team. Ben Davis beat you in the state championship last year, leaving a pretty bad taste in your mouth. I'm sure the players are fired up. So what's the team been like this week in practice compared to other weeks?
I think we've been consistent, just like any other week. You know, week to week, we'll, you know, focus on ourselves and the opponent. We didn't, as a staff, pump this game up. You know, we like to keep it, you know, week to week, you know. But in the back of our minds, we know what happened in state championship last year. So, you know, I'm pretty sure everyone's eager, you know, to get over to the west side and, you know, come back with a victory.
We know you're the special teams coach. So what kind of role is the special teams going to play in a big game like this against Ben Davis, where momentum is key?
As any game, you know, it's a third of the phases. So, you know, we always play an important role. You know, like any other week, I like to not to give up any big plays and make a few big plays ourselves, you know, get the momentum, you know, put our offense in scoring position and hopefully get our defense, you know, in great positions for the other offense.
And we talked about the special teams a second ago, but you're also the running backs coach as well. What's it like having such a deep depth at the running back position?
I mean, it's great. I mean, at that position, you have to have numbers. I mean, especially in the mid-conference. It's a physical conference week to week, so, you know, guys are going to get banged up, and the next guy, you know, like any other year, you know, they'll step up, and their role is – everyone's role is critical. I mean, from the first guy to my sixth guy, you know, we always, you know, pump up, you know, scout team. I got a senior down there. I have a junior down there. I have a sophomore down there. And they all, everyone's role is the same. I mean, we make the team better. And on Friday nights, we come to compete.
Now, just as Brady mentioned, you're the running backs coach. How do you think they've done so far, in your opinion?
They're okay. They always got work to do.
We've seen Ben Davis this whole year has had a struggling defense, constantly giving up 30 points every single game. How do you plan to attack them on offense? What's the game plan?
Come see us play Friday.
All right.
I love the vague answer. I love it.
Hide it. Now, like we said, you're going to hide it there, but what are some of the things that Ben Davis's defense does that you guys have prepared for this week in practice that's different than other teams?
Ben Davis, you know, they've been, you know, consistently good defense. You know, they have lost a few key role players that they've had in the past, but we'll attack their weaknesses that we've seen on film, and I'm pretty sure they have identified some weaknesses we have on offense. But as long as we execute, we hang on to the football, you know, we'll be fine. I expect, like any other week, put up 40, 50 points, you know, whether we come to that or not. As long as we come out with a victory, I think it's, you know, good in my book.
Now, we talked to you about this before we went on air, but you played at Warren Central High School. So when Carmel takes on the Warriors every year, is that your favorite game to be a part of?
Favorite game to be a part of? I love Friday nights. I mean, Friday night football. But, you know, when we go over and play Warner, and this year they're coming up here, you know, like any other week, you know, I'm excited. I don't, you know, pump up that game over any other game. You know, I just look forward to that we're playing, you know, Thanksgiving weekend in the state championship.
Like you said, you did play for Warren in your high school career. You also won Mr. Football your senior year. What was it like winning Mr. Football and being recognized as the best football player in the state?
Back then, I really didn't, you know, put too much stock in it. You know, it really wasn't a goal going through the season. I mean, we would go out each weekend or each week and just look to dominate the opponent, and, you know, a lot of hard work in the off season and through my 4 years in high school, ended up with the trophy of Mr. Football. So, you know, I think it's pretty cool.
And speaking of Mr. Football, we actually have a Mr. Football candidate on our team right now, the quarterback Michael Victrup, who injured his hamstring against Pike a few weeks ago. Are you guys feeling more confident in his running ability after the injury?
I'm always been confident in Mike Victrup. You know, I gave him a nickname, Superman. I mean, he does things that other guys can't do, and I don't think his ability relies on his legs. I mean, this year he looks very, very comfortable, you know, throwing the football, you know, distributing the football, handing the football off, and when he has the opportunities, you know, he can make plays with his legs, as all of us know. So, you know, I'm extremely confident in our quarterback number 12.
And we've talked to a lot of players. Every player we've actually had on the show, we've asked them this one question, what their pregame ritual is, what their pregame pump-up music is. What's that like for you before the game? Do you have anything specific that you do to get pumped up?
anything specific pregame. You know, go through our normal routine, you know, meetings, and then getting ready for specialists. I mean, I don't have any pregame music or favorite song that I like to listen to. I do, I like to get a haircut the day before, you know, right before the game, and then just come out with a lot of energy and ready to go.
I love the haircut tradition, but now we're over halfway through the season, and the style and capabilities of this team should be pretty apparent at this point. And you've seen over the last few years what different teams at Carmel have been like. How does this 2015 team compare?
I mean, they're resilient like any other team we've had in the past. I mean, you know, each year, I mean, last year we had Isaac James, Chris Perkins, Shakir Pascal, you know, Luke Parker. We had a great kids lead the program, and I mean, we got, you know, that's why it's a program. You develop kids year to year, and we got, you know, juniors that were last year, you know, key players, and some that didn't really play that much. They all step up year to year, and, you know, that's what's great about a school like this, school this size. I mean, guys are going to step up who didn't play last year. Other guys who did play last year, you know, they take on a bigger role when it comes to leadership. So 2015 Greyhound, I mean, it's a great team.
And you said a second ago, you had the guys last year, like Chris Perkins and Shakir Pascal, two of the biggest and most powerful running backs we've seen come through the Carmel program. And now this year, we have Stephen Watts and Tobias Watkins, two smaller but similar style running backs. How do you think they've compared to the running backs from last year?
I mean, their numbers are similar. You know, they execute at a very high rate. Tobias, he played behind those guys a lot last year when he got his opportunities. So, you know, both those guys have stepped up, but you know, my expectations and in my room are always high for all my players, and they answer it each year.
Coming off a 51-0 victory last week against North Central, which player do you think stood out in that game?
All of them.
Yeah, I was going to say,
definitely a team victory. 51-0.
I mean, we got a lot of guys in the game to play, which I think is always good anytime you can get all the kids playing. As far as one player standing out, I mean, they're all standouts in my book.
All right. I think that's all the questions we have for you, Coach. Thank you so much for joining us here on Hound Pound Sports Talk. We really appreciate it. Another great interview. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have center Chase Crowder with us. You're listening to Hound Pound Sports Talk.